Hey guys, welcome to the film podcast. I'm Jenny.
I'm Brandon.
And we're going to talk about the new film Ant-Man. It's coming out on this Friday, the 18th?
17th.
And I saw it the other day with Ricardo.
I did not.
So I'm going to talk to Brandon about it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so this is kind of how I felt about it. I love Paul Rudd. I'm a huge Paul Rudd fan. I just thought, I don't know that he was the right one for this part. The way his humor works, it almost didn't work for a superhero movie. I feel like he's like the type that the like super realistic. So that's why it's so funny, because it's almost like over the top. I think Roy said it really well. He said that it's almost like he was like, he winks to the camera kind of thing. Like he tries to make it obvious that he's making a joke, and it just almost didn't work for this. It almost was like, it was good that it was funny, but it needed to be a different type of humor, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Did it not work because it felt different than the other Marvel movies
maybe
you've seen?
That might have been it.
So but then, like, maybe a while from now, you'll look back on it and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm actually planning to go see it again this weekend, because it also might have been, I was just, like, really fucking tired. So I don't know if that, maybe it was just, like, that had to do with it. So I'm going to see it again this weekend and see if that changes my mind at all.
Okay.
I liked all the Ant-Man stuff. All the visual effects stuff worked out really well. It looked really great.
Like the macro photography specifically?
Yes.
That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, it looked really cool. Like him next to the ants and him like riding in the water pipes and stuff. Like that all looked really good.
Do they talk, because I get it, Ant-Man. Like it's a joke in and of itself. But in the movie, is it broached at all like why specifically an affinity with ants? Because there's millions of small creatures.
Yeah, they kind of talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I won't say too much. I mean, it's like, yeah, you'll figure it. You'll see it.
Okay. Because the trailer's actually, like, and these guys are your friends. I'm like, well,
I know,
why just
right?
them?
Yeah, they kind of explain it. And they actually talk about four different types of ants, which is kind of interesting. And like what the good parts of each type of ant is. And so I thought that was kind of cool. Because you see
what are
like
the four types of ants.
There's like, you know, like fire ants and carpenter ants and like, I don't know the other two.
Do they do that in the movie? Like carpenters like manipulate wood and the fire ants? Like
oh, no, they
things?
Say, like, no, they say, like, reasons why it would be helpful.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's not, like, shit like that. It's, like, good stuff. Like, and they work together to create a big object.
Does he have control over ants somehow?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How does that happen?
I don't know if I should tell you.
Is that a spoiler? How he
I don't
has
know.
Control over ants?
I don't know if it is. I mean, he just, yeah, he's their leader. So he tells them exactly what to do and they do it. That's
so does he,
something
like, go
that
kill
he has
the
to
queen
learn.
And then he becomes the queen?
I guess he could do that. He doesn't do anything like that.
All right.
But I guess that could be the case. But it's, yeah, it's like he has to learn how to talk to them. Because you can't just tell them what to do. You have to, like, feel it, you know?
Interesting.
But he has
like
a little
thing.
There's
a moment where
there's
he
like a
closes
thing in
his eyes, slowly leans his head back.
There's a thing in his ear that does
oh, okay.
it for him, yeah. That
okay.
transmits it.
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought Michael Douglas was great in the role. There was really good effects to make him look younger for the past stuff. I thought that looked really great. There are some cameos. I won't do any spoilers. There's a couple, which is kind of exciting. There is stuff at the end, so stay.
There's two buttons, right?
Mm-hmm. One like right at the end of the like good credits, and then there's regular credits, and then there's another one. You know? What do you call
real,
them?
Real slam on all the effects crew and...
No, like the cool credits that are like
coordinators.
It's still red in the background and like
right.
the letters like
the one that they put money in with the animation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to the black and white where maybe like an ant scurries across the screen
yeah.
every few seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. But and Evangeline Lilly is interesting. She's another one which I thought is kind of a weird choice just because of I don't know. It just
I was bummed because I kind of thought she was gonna be Wasp. That she was going to
yeah.
be set up as Wasp.
Yeah.
And that bums me out that I don't, that she isn't. I don't think it's a spoiler to say she isn't, right?
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Well, what's her character's name?
Let me check. Her character's name is Hope Van Dyne.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite character by far was
Michael Peña.
Yes. He was hilarious. Yeah. He was exactly what you needed in any situation. He was great. He worked really well.
And he's like an old friend of Scott's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Old friend.
An old robber.
Yeah. This is really funny. T.I. is in it, and I love T.I.
T.I.
Yeah. He's another old friend.
Oh, okay.
Robber. They all work together.
Oh, I see.
But, yeah. I mean, I thought that was really good. All the effects were great. I would probably give it, right now, I'm giving it a 3.5, only because I feel like I have to compare it, because that's what I do, to other Marvel movies.
Let's talk about that. Why do you feel like you have to compare it?
Because I feel like they should all be at the same level.
Well,
I will say
they all can't be at the same level, they'll all each try to accomplish a certain thing.
No, yeah, but they can try to accomplish that at the same level.
Make their own tone, you know.
Right, at the same level.
But it sounds like you're saying at the same level as like all movies try to be, which is good.
Oh, no. Like, you have a certain expectation for Marvel movies, I feel like.
Where do you put this on your personal list of the Marvel movies?
I'd have to go through all of them, but if I'm looking at origin movies, I haven't seen Iron Man 1 in a really long time.
Still holds up.
But that one, okay. See, Ricardo said it didn't. And so he didn't like it, yeah. But I still personally like Iron Man a lot, and I think this would be under Iron Man, but I think it would be better than Thor 1 and better than Captain America 1.
Ooh, interesting.
But I was so on Captain America 1. I really liked Winter Soldier, but the first Captain America 1 was meh. And Thor 1 just sucked.
Oh, it did not just suck.
Ugh, I saw it again this past year, and it sucked.
Listen, I totally get why people think it sucks. I enjoyed it a lot. So the origin thing, this is another one where he fights, supposedly, I haven't seen it, where he fights a version of himself.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they all do that, right?
Well, kind of, yeah, they don't all do that, but they do some, like Thor didn't do that. But
he fought another god, didn't he? Loki? Who did he fight
in
the first one?
Well, yeah, but he didn't fight a thing that was created to be a version of him.
Oh, I get
what
you're
saying.
You
know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was the same thing in The Hulk, same thing in Iron Man, same thing here. And not in Captain America.
This one is, it's a bad guy takes the idea and creates a bad version of it. It's just like that. It's with all this stuff.
Okay. But it didn't feel, but that part of it didn't feel tired necessarily. It felt like it made sense in the story.
Yeah, that didn't bother me.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you don't really see that thing until, again, it's an origin story, so that's kind of part of the why that I think that might be the reason why I was a little, I mean, I can't be disappointed in origin stories because you know what you're going to get, but it just felt like it was a lot of explaining and the big stuff didn't come until like the very last part, which kind of, I felt like, I always feel like it needs to be less story.
Well, I would say even more so than Iron Man, no one knows who the hell Ant-Man is.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like you could still do it in a montage real quick.
All right. I mean, they kind
of... Some of the stuff I don't think we needed to know.
Right. Okay.
But, yeah. I mean, I still think Paul Rudd's great, and it's a Marvel movie, so you should see it because it's going to fit in with all the rest of the movies. You already know that, so I think everyone's... It's kind of a no-brainer. Everyone's going to go see it.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
So that's a 3.5?
3.5. I'll let you know if it
changes.
On a
scale of...
5.
3.75. Oh, 5. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, that's it for the Ant-Man review. We'll see you guys next time. Have a good week.